The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. Glad you could join us here this morning on ESPN 97.5. Did you get you've gotten your face 20 years older?
Yeah. Yeah. That's just supposed to be 20.
I saw Joel.
That's not supposed to be 20.
It's 20 years older.
That's supposed to be like 30.
Is it?
Yeah. Look at there's no way it's 20. It's got to be a lot older. I heard 50, but that's too much.
Oh no, that's too much. That's too much.
It's not 50.
So I got.
And if you take a picture where, like me, if I smile, I get the crow's feet by my eyes. It'll exacerbate it.
Yeah.
Like it takes any feature that you have. Now, if you do younger, which not a lot of people are doing younger. If you do younger, it will like smooth wrinkles and do all this and that.
Oh, that's me. This.
That's you.
That's me.
Well. That's you. That's not. I don't think that's you older. That's just somebody taking hair off you.
No, well, that's older.
That's the bald feature. Watch, I'll do it right now. Yeah, that's the bald feature.
Oh, here's the old feature. Here's the old one.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's not bad. That's not look bad. How bad I look. Look at this.
Yeah. No, you look like Elmer.
This is good.
You got your grandpa Elmer?
Well, so. Somebody did, the first time I even saw this was the other day, somebody sent a picture of...
My buddy did this to me like months ago.
It's actually been around. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's all of a sudden now.
I didn't
just
know.
Just like licking ice cream is like a big thing now. We've been licking ice cream. How many years? How long has everybody been licking ice cream and now all of a sudden it's a thing? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a picture.
Boy, you didn't age well.
No, that was a picture... So I took a picture. I'm smiling, and so you see how the crow's feet. Yeah. It just takes you to another level.
Yeah, you're gonna be old. You look like your grandpa Elmer.
Somebody, these things. These things are incredible, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's another guy took a picture of me, or took the Dallas Cowboy picture, and I thought I was looking at my dad. They time progressed me, so I feel good about where I'm headed in a few years.
Yeah. No. Like, as well you should.
One guy said I look like a ball sack.
Well, that's the newest thing.
Did you just hear what I said?
Yeah.
You didn't hear what I said.
A ball sack.
Yeah. I thought
said Joel, 30 years older, looks like me now. Dr. Dre said that, who's an a-hole. Dr. Dre, you're about to get blocked, okay? Mm-hmm. Just so you know. If you think I look anything like Dre Joel, you're too stupid to follow.
Can somebody send us an age progression of Dell? No one has done that so far.
Yeah, let's do, please. Like, and a baby Dell. Baby Dell.
Baby Dell.
Yeah. We're going to do this.
Aren't you guys embarrassed?
Listen, you know what? I'm not embarrassed. You know what? So, get this. My wife calls me. And she says, how about this? It's over. The guys.
And then John's like, I couldn't believe I was able to hang around this long.
Well,
it's
not
over.
Our marriage.
Oh.
Not our marriage.
I was about to say, wow.
It's over. The guys from Prime, they dropped the charges. So while this is happening, I've got Ace King against Ace Jack and Jax.
Can you believe that, Dell?
Yeah.
He's got an ace already on the board, which he doesn't know.
No. I've got ace king in my hand against ace jack, and we're all
but
in.
But you got another ace on the board, I'm saying.
So it goes something, 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 something. River ace.
Oh, roasted.
River ace, and I win all their money. As my wife is telling me that the guys from Prime, the charges have been dropped.
Right.
I mean, what a moment. Is the... The ultimate moment for me yesterday. By the way, that was the best moment I had yesterday. So she tells me, so Kim Ogg, our district attorney, apparently there was a bit of a conflict going on
right
in her office.
Channel 13 did the biggest expose on that, by the way.
I know. So how do you think that happened? So apparently Kim Ogg's finance chairman for her
re-election
campaign, her campaign finance chairman also has a is working under contract for the district attorney's office, which, okay. Anyway, under contract there, has had contracts there and does contract work for the district attorney's office. He's also someone who was at Prime and Post Oak trying to help them, getting paid by those two places, trying to help, telling them that he could help them get licenses. Well, he never got them licenses, like he said he was
licenses
going to get
licenses for what?
Licenses, poker license, a city poker license.
Oh, my God. So he never got it. So he never got, what, paid? Or
well,
he never
no, got- he got paid by the places, only he never did what he said he was going to do. And so they decided to stop paying him. Well, in and about around that time, the two places got busted.
The only two places.
The only two places got busted.
When they stopped paying him. So that's just old. So what it appears to be, what it appears to be is an old school Chicago shakedown.
I didn't say it. You said that. I didn't say anything of the sort.
What it appears to be in the story is like, okay, so let me, I'm just going to go timeline. I'm only going to go with just the information that I have from you.
Okay.
While he was being paid, and by the way, Prime and the district attorneys, both sides.
Well, now, the last contract that he had that was found was in February.
February of 19.
Yeah, of 19.
This year,
right.
Yes.
Which was at the same time that he was getting paid.
I thought it was a re-upped.
Right, which was the same, right, which is the same time that he was still getting paid by Prime and by Post Oak.
Yeah, so
look,
let me.
Before you go on,
okay,
let me add a little element. I don't know anything. I don't know anybody, but could he have been a go-between for someone else getting paid?
No one knows this, Del. At this point.
Because he can't make a decision about whether we're going to prosecute
that
anyone.
That turns into a movie.
No one knows this. But, no one knows that, Del. That's
I know no one knows it.
You're extrapolating just a hair.
A little bit, because I've watched a lot of crime dramas.
No, I'm saying that does sound like a storyline.
I'm
going
to tell you this. It doesn't look good for anyone involved. So they bust Prime, they bust Post Oak, and this is sitting here for all of this time. Finally, I guess, I don't know why, it realized that this same guy is on the defense's the witness list. And it's brought to the attention of authorities outside of the district attorney's office. They said, well, apparently they said, at this point, we really don't have enough to prosecute or to charge anyone. However, just days later, Kim Ogg and the DA's office drops the charges against Prime and Post Oak. Now, she has said she would like for the FBI to look into Prime and Post Oak. However, I can tell you, the FBI has already given Prime a clean bill of health a long time ago, and told them what they were doing to counter any kind of money laundering was excellent.
This
they
was
had the
always,
latest technology.
This was always the case. They worked with
the FBI,
the authorities, right, in installing, showing them, is this everything we have? Right. Somebody said this on Twitter to me. He goes, this guy Chris Jones. Here, I'll just read it directly because I think this is best said. And yeah, I mean, we got to know them better than just advertisers. I mean, we got to know them. We go in there. They're right around the corner from where I am. Our neighborhood had no problem with Prime.
Right.
Our neighborhood had zero problem.
She's claiming,
I know,
a public nuisance.
Bull crap.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you this. People who work in that sector had no problem with it at all.
Well, the initial judge at the initial hearing for all of the guys that were prosecuted said, Prime? I drive by Prime every day. I live in that neighborhood. It looks fine to me.
You know why people in the neighborhood liked it? Because the two things that were there prior to that were public nuisances. Prime was never a public nuisance. That's a neighborhood where I live.
But
it was never a nuisance, John. When it was a nightclub before, right, when it was open 24 hours, you know why the neighborhood liked that? Security guards there at all
the
times.
Time. There's always security
24
there.
Hours a day. Yeah. Guess where? There wasn't people camping out and sleeping there. There was none of that stuff.
No.
This was always, Chris said this, they had corrupt city officials written all over it from day one. What company goes high profile on news stations, radio, touting their service, and and then bleeps up like they were two-bit alley hacks. Or no, like they were two-bit back alley idiots. This was and is a disgrace. That's exactly right. They did everything by the book because they're going. This was going to be high profile.
There are other poker rooms that should have been busted because they don't follow. Prime followed all of the rules. And then how in the world are you saying that poker is illegal when you shut down two of them, but there are 10 more that are still open and opening up? Another one, Royal Social, just opened up last week. I mean, there are poker rooms right. opening up all over the city, and yet you're claiming that this is illegal and they're money laundering and doing all of these things.
I just want to get the timeline right on this once again. This is from what you told me. This guy who worked for the district attorney's, consulted with the district attorney's office, is the finance in charge of financing the campaign for Kim Ogg, the person who was trying to prosecute mm-hmm. this. So he also was getting money from two poker houses, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure the timeline's right. While he was getting money from the poker houses to, quote unquote, get them licensed.
Help them get licenses.
Help them get
right.
licenses.
As a consultant.
As a consultant. The business as usual. When they stopped paying him after that, was when the raid had, let's see, they stopped in February 19th.
I don't know the exact timeline of that. That's what I was told. I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm not sure. I don't want to, accuse anybody of anything, illicit. However,
I'm just going through timeline.
It is, regardless, even if it wasn't, if it was near or was far, whatever the case may be, while he's consulting for the DA's office, he is also consulting for the poker rooms. You can't work for both and bust the one and say that this there's no conflict of interest here. So that's where we are. It looks like Prime is going to reopen. They said hopefully in a few weeks it will be back open. And because we're big advocates. We love the guys over there. Mm-hmm. We knew that they were doing it right. It was right. a wonderful business.
Twitter.
They did was throw business to Lions. They threw business to Free Rose. They threw business to Mint. They threw business to South Houston. They threw the business all over the place. And they stopped the business of Prime. That's basically what they did. Basically, that's all they did was take the money away from Prime and give it to everybody else. And I can certainly see some civil suits in this thing. It's a shame. Right. It's a shame that it was so shoddily done. It's amazing. It really is amazing how poorly this was done.
Right. I agree.
No, we're not mad a guy is getting his bag. It's fine. I don't mind double dipping, but. But you can't go and prosecute. I don't mind somebody double dipping.
Yeah, no,
that's fine.
The double dipping. No, actually, the double dipping's not okay.
Well, as long as nobody got busted, it would have been fine.
Texans propaganda. Well, you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Texans propaganda says he had a picture of Clay Davis from The Wire, and he just said she. I can say she. She.
She.
That is a very Clay. This did have a very Clay Davis from The Wire feel to it. If you watch The Wire, that was so good for our guys. We always knew they were. I'd have arguments on Twitter like, "Oh, Lance, this is no money laundering is very serious. This is not going away. Right.
And
this is going to be prison time."
Remember when they came out and said, "This is there was $7 million that was being that." It's a business. It was open for a year and a half. If they're not depositing $7 million, and then you know how much money that they actually had in the bank? Like a couple $100,000. So it wasn't like that they were $7 million that was actually being money. No, they were paying their rent. They were paying their employees. They were paying for food and beverage. They were paying all of these the electricity. It was $7 million was their revenues from about a year and a half. That sounds like a business to me. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable how this whole thing went down. Just terrible.
And we haven't even gotten to the Astros, which, by the way, not only there's unwritten rules in baseball, and one of them is you protect your own guys, and Jake Mariznick found that out.
It got a little scrappy. But well, let's talk about that on the other side. When we come back, we will do that. As of right now, though, I got to talk about Oops. These guys are awesome. And I want to tell you something. if you're looking to clean your floors and carpets and upholstery and dining room chairs or sofas or rugs or tile or grout or bathroom, kitchen, stone, drapery, whatever it is that you're looking to clean, when you do it with this steam. It's Oops Steam Cleaning. They do it with 250-degree steam. It kills the fungus and it kills the germs. And it can, listen, it can also, if you have urine from your dog, or if you wake up in the middle of the night wasted and you think that the dresser is actually the toilet, that's, you can't live like this. You can't live in that squalor. You need to get this cleaned. It's gross. If you have young children who are babies who are crawling around on the carpet, have you cleaned the carpet lately? Because those, you know, he or she is crawling around in their hands, and they're, this is where you get germs. This is where you get sickness. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that it's clean. And you can't use soap. That doesn't get the job done. And a lot of competitors will use soap. They just use the steam. Trained background professionals, employees, not contractors. They're going to come to your home, and they're going to do the job right. Oops Steam Cleaning. OopsSteam.com. OopsSteam.com. 281-822-0561. OopsSteam.com.
This Saturday night, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the summer.
Pacquiao.
The Global Light.
Welcomed into Southern California with some booze.
Hey.
There's the
warning. There's the warning to each side. Jake Mariznick going to first base.
Well, they're not booing now.
Nope. You know, in years past, this is the way you handled these types of situations. If that's the way the Angels felt, you would like that pitch to be a little further down, not that high up by the shoulders.
That was to be expected, but I've got an issue with the location of that pitch being up towards the shoulders and head of Jake Mariznick. If you're going to send a message, you go ahead and square him up between the numbers or hit him in the lower half. But with that ball rising towards the head area, that's not good.
But he got hit, and then while he was standing at first base, they threw over while he's taking the lead. He throws over, and the Astros bench started jawing, and started jawing with Pujols, and Pujols walked over, and then they come out of the bullpen, and nothing happens, and it's just a typical baseball thing, right, where bullpen empties and benches come out just a little, take a couple of steps and look, and nothing. But, yeah, that was way too high. If you're hitting them, that is way too high. You can't do that. You can't do that. Did you see Justin Turner get hit the other day?
No, where'd he get hit?
Or, well, maybe it was last night. He got hit by a pitch, and the umpire came out and threw the pitcher out, and Turner goes out to the umpire and goes, no, you're not. Don't throw him out. No, that was a curveball. That was not a pitch that he deserves to be thrown out for. That pitch, that Angels pitch last night, was a pitch that he deserved to get tossed on.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
come up around the head like that.
Well, because there's
what is Dell doing?
I don't know.
Why are you dark in there, Dell?
It's hot in here. Air conditioning's not working.
Oh, it's fine in here.
It's not great.
It's really nice in here.
So it was.
You should come in here.
I don't want to.
So it was, but it was a situation where there was already a pre-existing condition. Usually, you would never get thrown out on a pitch like that. There would be a warning because you don't know if it's intentional. This is a pre-existing situation where you could make a determination that was intentional, and it rose. It hit him in the shoulder.
I mean, it hit him in the shoulder blade.
Well, it hit him in the shoulder blade because he turned
right
to protect himself.
Right, but it was too high.
It was way too high.
You can't throw that pitch. You
it was
can't
way,
throw
well,
that.
So. It was too high. Usually when you're going to hit a guy, you hit him in the square of the back or in the hip or whatever. That was meant as we're going to come up, and that was because of a concussion and a broken nose or whatever ended up. That was because of that. The fans cheered. Okay, I get it. Fans are, you know, the fans of Oklahoma City hated Patrick Beverley because of what happened with Russ Westbrook. You understand when fans get mad. I'm not condoning it at all that anyone would cheer for a guy getting hit in the shoulder, but he didn't get hit in the head. He didn't get hit in the face or anything like that. But, you know, A.J. Hinch was very, very ticked off at this as well because of how it went down and just ran to first. And A.J. said, wasn't everybody expecting something to happen to Jake tonight? I mean, the entire industry was probably expecting it. Our guy got suspended for an unintentional act. Granado is what he said in there.
No, he
Granado.
Didn't.
And then they get a free shot. I feel bad for players nowadays. There's a lot of gray area in what to do. And that's true. Everyone knew this is a pre-existing situation.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that. And yet he gets hit, and there are no repercussions. No one's thrown out of a game. I do think there'll be there's going to be a fine.
I don't. Yeah, I think there'll be a fine. I think it was too high. I don't mind that you're policing the game. If the players feel like Jake Marisnyk needed to get dotted because of what he did, then okay. But the way he went up, you can't throw up there. You throw it at his butt. You can't throw up around his head.
Well, the good thing was Noah, and that's the thing. Noah Ramirez said that wasn't intentional. So you just have to take the Angels pitcher at his word. It just got away from him, I guess. Hey, I didn't do it on purpose. I would say that a million times
well,
in a row.
That's every single pitcher has ever no, always said
we've
the
had
same
some,
thing.
Oh, I remember when Lance McCullers was on the air, and
well, not right after though. Of course,
Lance
he said
McCullers
no.
also said, "Who was it? Was it the White Sox? I think it was the White Sox. Remember when he hit somebody and they got all frisky, and he just said it was just a fastball that just got away from me. Like it was almost." He's looking right at us, and he's just a fastball that got away. That's all it was. Like yeah. you know, where you know yeah. exactly well, you what's know, going yeah. on. But Marisnyk gets
they
hit there.
They always say the same. There's no one has ever said, yeah, I dotted him. Yeah, yeah. Okay, find me. No, they always say, no.
You think Schilling didn't say that
Never.
Out loud at some point?
Never.
Sometimes you can retaliate, like tonight, Hinch said. They're going to get away with it unless he gets suspended. Sometimes you can't, and you get thrown out of the game for backup sliders that hit guys. It's a confusing time. Either the players govern the players on the field like it's always been, or we legislate it to where none of this crap happens. They got a free shot at him with no warning, with no ejection. We'll see if there's discipline, and without discipline, there's not going to be any issue doing it the next time. So if retaliations are in, cool. We're well aware.
So, oh well. It was what's done is done. It's over. Jake got dotted. Oh well, and we'll see. We'll see if it doesn't keep.
Here's
happening.
What Jake said. It's not what I want. It's an unfortunate playback in Houston. I feel terrible about it. To come here and have something like this go down, it sucks. It was a little high, a little inside. There's unwritten rules in baseball, and I think as players, we respect them. I think that's a question for him if it was intentional or not. I'm not the one throwing the baseball. So what could be happening on the baseball side inside the unwritten rules is, did you mean to go that high? Is that what you meant to do, or did you mean to have it lower? Because there is a chance that he meant that it got a little high on him because he's juiced up because he wants to throw it as hard as he can, and maybe he meant it to hit him in the ribs, which I understand for a lot of people. This is like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He meant to hit him as fast as he can in the ribs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe. And guess what? In the baseball world, they don't love it, but they understand it. But if he aimed high and went high, that's considered against the unwritten rules.
You know, I had to watch that this morning because when it was freaking 6-0 in the first freaking inning,
shutdown.
I said, that's all. I'm done with you. When you starting another freaking reliever because you don't have any, you have three starting pitchers. You are a major league organization that is vying for a championship, and you have three starters. Are you kidding me? This is what this team has come to? You have three freaking starters. You throw out Framber Valdez and Hector Rendon to be your. Rendon was only supposed to go to the first. Oh. He was supposed to be your opener. You can't even get through that.
Rendon has just, can you believe he was your closer last year for a while?
Oh my
God. And actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, he was fine for a while.
And actually a pretty good one.
But then you couldn't put him on the postseason roster the first And then he didn't show up. Remember, he didn't even show up for the introductions because he was pissed off he wasn't on the roster.
You know,
but guess what? You didn't deserve to be on the roster because you were pitching like crap, and now you're pitching like crap.
How much does this concern you? The Astros won in the Jake Marisnyk, you know, steamroller game. They won that game 11-10.
Yeah.
Right? But that could have easily been a loss that game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if
and
that
the extra inning game the game before.
Right. If that game had been a loss, then you would be 1-4 in your last five against the Angels. How much does that concern you? It's a division team. You just got done splitting with the Rangers. I mean, I'm just from a level of baseball I'm talking about. And the Angels are 4 over .500. They're 9 back. So it's not like I don't think they're going to catch you, but it just speaks to the type of baseball you're playing.
They're hot right now. They came in off a sweep.
They're hot after a player passes away. This is the most unusual thing. I thought their season would tank. They throw a combined no-hitter the night they're honoring him. The day after it happened, they win. They're with the Rangers. They're playing the Rangers.
Right.
And they take care of the Rangers. Like, this team, usually, you remember after the hurricane stuff with the Houston Astros, when you face just, you know, awful situations, usually your minds aren't there and you go straight down. The Angels have done anything but. They have rallied around it and played really impressive baseball.
No, yeah.
Which I thought was impossible, to be honest.
Well, it could go one of two ways, right? Either you tank or it rallies you.
But you know which way it usually goes. It's just hard to keep your mind on a game when you lost.
Yeah, it was the Mariners, not the Rangers that they were beating.
Oh, was it the Mariners?
Yeah, Mariners. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Astros were playing the Rangers this weekend. So
No. They played the Rangers. No. They played the Rangers before they went to the Astros.
Right. They canceled the Rangers game. They lost to the Rangers in that last game. But the Mariners game was the no-hitter.
What I was talking about is they took two or three from the Rangers even after the passing of Skaggs.
Yeah.
Like, they kept showing up.
Yeah.
And then they came in and played hard against the Astros. They swept the Mariners. They've won the first two against the Astros. Like, this team is really playing for their fallen teammate.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that they psychologically, it's amazing that they've been able to keep it together like this.
Yeah. Since then, they've gone 8-3. And they swept the Mariners, and now they're on the verge of sweeping the Astros because the Astros are just not playing good baseball. They left 14 freaking runners last night. They left 14 runners. Hector Rendon is terrible. This whole thing of an opener is terrible. We're not Tampa Bay. The Astros can afford to pay pitchers. Pay a freaking starting pitcher and put him out there so that you can win a baseball game. That would be awesome.
Are we waiting for some type of BOGO or a? I mean, they don't still do Groupons, do they?
Is it Prime Day? I don't know what.
Let me ask you this: on Prime Day, do you get any kind of a disc? Could they have gotten a discount on pitching on Prime Day?
No, I don't think Prime is selling starting pitching. But I didn't see any. I was online. I saw Tupperware. Yeah. I didn't see any starting pitchers.
A lot of stuff in Prime. They got a lot of stuff in Amazon. How about my kids? It's Prime Day. My daughter, 8 years old. My son, Snacks, just turned 11. Prime Day. We got to get Prime. I said, oh, my. The marketing arm has captured children now. We got to get Prime Day. What's great about Prime Day? But it's all the deals. Y'all are 11. Snacks, you got a rope chain. Like something, he got a rope chain, an arm sleeve, and a headband. Two arm sleeves, actually.
On Prime Day?
He looks like Allen Iverson.
He is Allen Iverson.
He doesn't look like Allen Iverson.
Yeah, he looks just like Allen Iverson.
A little.
He's Allen Iverson Jr.
Actually, not AI. He's gone for
maybe
more of
White Iverson.
He got a black and white headband yesterday.
It's the name of a song, John.
White Iverson?
Yeah.
Post Never Malone. Heard of it.
So he.
Never heard of it.
He wore to the Seussical, Dr. Seuss musical, Seussical, the kit, which was incredible, which was really, really good at Miller's Outdoor Theater, but. He went to he went there with his arm sleeve, his chain, and his headband. I said, you know what happened to Steve Francis when he was rolling around the club with his All-Star weekend? And because my kids know who Steve Francis is because they played with his son at pickup basketball one time, and they met Steve Francis. And they said Steve was awesome. They're like a big fan of his. But They put some videos on. They Googled Steve Francis and found stuff they didn't want to find.
When your kids knew that the FaceApp thing existed, did they think that Steve Francis had already enacted it back when they met him?
No, weird. Steve actually got better. There was a time where it was worse.
Well, I want to tell you this. If what you can't find on Amazon Prime is marble or tile. You can't find countertops. Yeah, I know where you can find them. Absolute marble. You know what today is? It's not Prime Day. It's Absolute Marble and Granite Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Today's Absolute Marble and Granite Day. So you call Jeff Aronoff and let him come to your home and give you a free estimate and tell you about that outdoor patio that you need to put in. Yes. Or put in that entire, all those vanities in the hotel. Or, listen, if you're looking for the best way to get all of this stuff done. You got a business and you need to upgrade. Stop. Do you think people are going to come into your grimy and grungy bathrooms with the terrible vanity? No. Upgrade. Call Jeff Aronoff. This is what he does every single day. 713-880-2822. And you're a 97.5 listener, so he's going to give you 20% off. 713-880-2822. There is no job that's too big. Jobs that are too small, but no job that is too big for Jeff Aronoff. He will get this job done. You need granite. You need marble top. You need any kind of countertop. 713-880-2822.
ESPN. 97.5.
Business owners, did you know your website?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Okay. We buried the lead with the Astros that their starting pitching is ridiculous. We buried the lead in the whole show.
We did?
Yeah. Because is anyone softer than University of Texas Longhorn fans?
What? Why would you say that?
Is it possible to be softer?
Why would you say that?
S-A-W-F-T.
Why would you say that?
Because apparently now what is the penalty, Dell? How are we getting penalized here?
What are y'all talking about? First of all, tell your story.
Okay,
tell your little hater story. Wife, if you're working out, which I think you're headed to work out right now.
Okay. I want to ask you.
Yeah, I just don't co-sign this.
Nicole, how's this?
He's just doing horns down, babe.
He's
doing a horns down
how's
against
this?
You.
Does this offend you? Does this?
I can almost hear you F-bombing him right now.
Hey, Nicole. Do you need a safe space?
I can hear you F-bombing them right now.
Do you need a comfort dog or whatever they're called?
If you had this,
emotional
somebody
support.
Did an LSU down.
Emotional support
somebody
dog?
Somebody did an LSU down, all of your Cajun
there is no
friends.
LSU hand signal.
No.
If there was, well, if you pointed Jack Daniel's bottle down or whatever
that's
it is.
A Tennessee
well, that's
thing, ain't
ridiculous.
It?
Yeah. No, them fighting words. That,
you see?
Wasting
then it turns
Jack
into
Daniels.
A problem.
No. So, since you're so soft, okay, maybe we can make it so we don't tackle you guys
but
anymore.
You're not telling,
maybe we'll make a two-hand touch
tell
for
the
University
story,
of Texas.
Why are you saying this?
Because it's a penalty. At the Big 12 meetings, they've decided that you get penalized for horns down.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you don't do it for longer than they perceive as necessary, and also as long as you
inciting.
Don't direct it at a an opponent,
it's
you can
still
do it. It's
the same as shooting a finger at somebody.
Wait a minute.
You can still
it's
do
wait
it.
Wait a minute. What, so what's the length that we can do it?
I don't know.
How's this? Is this too long?
That's too long.
How's this? Too long?
It has
too
to
long.
Be a,
that's too long,
I think
Sean.
It's a fleeting moment.
How's your soft ass now, Texas fan?
Okay, are you allowed to do this in Chicago to someone?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you what are. About this?
Double rods, yeah.
No, if you do double rods, that's considered very disrespectful.
Okay, so this is double rods
it's
now?
It's basically the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Soft. What it is you're so soft.
No,
this
you're
has
inciting.
Been going on for years.
You're inciting.
This reminds me, we can't decide what bathroom to go to anymore.
Well.
This has been going on so freaking long.
You're inciting.
Long, and now all of a sudden, it's so hurtful.
You're inciting.
I need an emotional support dog or
you also,
squirrel.
You also saw off.
Because.
You also saw an animal's horns off. Texas A&M doesn't even play them anymore, and they saw an animal's horns off. Is that good? Is that nice, John?
Do they need the horns?
To saw horns. Does it hurt the steer? No.
Probably. According to Greg Burks, who is the coordinator of Big 12 officials, this is his mealy mouth explanation. I'm editorializing there. Like any play, there is a degree. Who it's directed at, if they do it in their bench area, we're not going to look at it. It would be like any other celebration foul, so it has to be like any other foul we have. Does it rise to the level we need to deal with that? It's a hot topic. So it is. It's pretty.
They incite fans with it. They incite people to violence.
You know what? As much crap as Miami takes, you know what Miami has never done? Gone to the ACC or the Big East and go, hey, the Syracuse team just did the upside down U. Can you penalize that?
No one does that.
It happens all the time.
Well, you know, Dell, how do you feel about this?
Oh, that hurts.
Are you okay?
Hey,
do you need
don't do
you
that.
Need a safe
yes.
space?
You get
to
mad.
Safe space.
You get mad.
You're putting that a little low. It makes it look like you want me to look at something
here,
else.
From this.
That's
here,
it's too low.
This, Dell.
It has to be. Yeah. Oh, that hurts. Hey, stop that. Texas. Oh, soft-ass Texas. P-word Texas.
You know what happened when West Virginia... Everybody in the country is talking about this. It was on all of the pardon the takes, interruptions, and all the crap.
Right.
And everybody's talking about how soft Texas is. You're embarrassing yourself, Texas.
You hear Tom Herman, when he was asked about the horns down thing... he's like, he's asking about the Baker Mayfield. He's asking about both, actually.
We have that.
I want to play that coming up. Because
right here.
Do you have it right now?
Yeah.
Which one, the horns down or the Baker Mayfield?
Texas. Let's continue to talk about soft-ass Texas.
I don't think they're soft.
I don't know if excited was the first emotion. I heard it. I mean, I'd be.
Pause for a second.
Wait, pause for a second.
This is about Baker Mayfield.
Terry Bradshaw,
bad mouthing Sam Ehlinger, and then
Baker.
Baker did
giving
too.
Him the business too,
and all of Texas he went after.
I don't know what you're talking about. I certainly do, but it's irrelevant. You know what other people say about us and our program doesn't really faze us, and so the irrelevancy of it was at an all-time high. I do know our guys
It's a good answer, Tom.
Tom just said irrelevancy.
Not a thing.
Yes, he did. He said 40, the irrelevancy is at an all-time
it's
42
high. 42 seconds into a minute 20, said nothing.
It's never been less relevant, is what
God.
He said.
I think he might be shook. I think Baker's
he's
in his head.
He's not shook.
Terry Bradshaw, too.
Terry Bradshaw's in his head.
He's not. Don't worry, Coach.
Okay, continue with this nothing soundbite.
They file certain things away.
You know, you're on the list now, guys.
But I thought it didn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I thought they were
said he heard it.
No, I thought they were listening.
They filed it away.
No,
Coach,
it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
You're on the irrelevant list, apparently.
Yeah, but
we file
but they'll
it away.
Still file away for
what?
On the irrelevant
for safekeeping.
List.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Well, let's keep listening.
Recently, guys were. The other team was very disrespectful, and that did gave us some motivation leading up to the bowl game. And
see what happened there.
You know, Sam loves to play with a chip on his shoulder, and I'm sure he'll use this to crank it up a notch. But it's pretty irrelevant in terms of.
Yeah, I agree, Coach.
How it affects our program. We're worried about our program.
I don't know. You took like a minute 20 to say nothing.
Can I just say right now?
To talk about nothing.
You didn't get what he just said about Sam? He basically said.
Oh, Sam. Wait a minute. I thought it was irrelevant. Or Sam's kicking it up enough?
Okay. What do you like? Let me ask you a question. Do you like money? Yes or no?
I don't care about money.
Do you like money? Liar. Do you like money? Yes, you like money. That's why you were playing poker already.
Here's, playing poker for the competition.
No.
You to like catch money. That ace on the river.
So here is what he basically told you. We're going to beat the brakes off of La Tech just to stick it in Terry Bradshaw's face. Go ahead and lay any number you want to. That's what he basically just told you there. And Oklahoma can get theirs too, is what he was also saying.
I don't know. I wouldn't feel so great about that considering Tom Herman's last two first games with Texas. Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that.
I think he said he was going to take care of Maryland too. How'd that work out?
The kinks have all been worked out, guys.
Have they now?
Ooh. Yeah, it took a couple years and they've worked the kinks out. And he said, we'll beat the brakes off of them. Sam is pissed. Go ahead and start the Heisman candidate.
Texas usually doesn't beat the brakes off of anyone.
No, what he said was this, Lance. Oh. This is what he said.
Wrong. And here's something else he said. Wrong. Aren't we the home
irrelevant.
Of the Longhorns?
No, we're not actually.
And irrelevant.
We're home of the Aggies.
Oh, that's different.
That's what he said. Basically.
Here's what he said. And he also said, and Georgia tried to talk that yak, and what happened to them? Yeah, they got busted on
TV. What did
TV.
Georgia say?
I don't know. He said they did something disrespectful.
They were very
disrespectful.
Do horns down?
Probably. And what happened to them?
Wait.
Got the brakes beaten off
Texas
them,
Texas okay?
By Tim Ellinger.
Are you guys okay?
Sam Tebow.
You can't even remember it. What? Is that what you're doing?
That's what I was doing.
Oh, get out of here.
Tim Ellinger, Sam Tebow.
You're embarrassing yourself.
That's what happened. They got the brakes beat off them, too, and they're the champions
Congratulations.
Of sugar, just like Raheel said.
You beat one of the
they're
more
the champions of Texas and Louisiana.
Congratulations to Texas for beating the only program.
Made the list. Georgia made the list. Kirby Smart made the list.
For beating the only other program more underachieving than you.
Basically,
congratulations.
If you have any affiliation.
If you want to rank the underachieving program
in
the country.
To this? What happened to Drew Locke when he tried to secure
Texas.
The bag?
Yeah,
punter beat the brakes
Good
off
Missouri.
Of him.
Congratulations. Let's rank the underachieving programs the last, let's say,
Miami?
35. No, Miami's a private school.
You can't go all the way to 35 years.
Miami's a private school in
three
South Florida. They're not underachieving.
Let's say 3 to 5 years.
The fact they won 5 national titles is an overachievement.
3 to 5 years.
Yeah. 3 to 5 years. Texas, Georgia makes the list.
Miami.
As far as the giant state schools who haven't won enough
Shaq
despite what they think they should win. Why do you keep naming off Miami players? I don't care about that.
See how salty is when you get to Miami?
I'm not salty. I was talking about Texas before.
I just did an upside down
U
right now.
You and Ryan Switzer, okay, everyone does it. Congratulations. I don't care. Hillbillies in Appalachian State were doing it. It doesn't. Everyone does that to Miami.
There's Dell, old Dell.
I see it. I look better than old Lance and old John.
Oh, no. Oh,
true.
No.
True.
Yes, I do, because black don't crack.
All right. Let's talk about let's stop this, okay? That was our soft-ass Texas segment.
My wife, if you're listening, I just can't co-sign.
Did I make the list?
Yeah, you made the list.
I made
for
the
sure.
list.
Oh yeah, she's gonna.
Nicole, this is for you.
She F-bomb you right now. Probably say SEC. You probably chant SEC too for other teams winning. That's her favorite thing. She goes, "Why do SEC fans cheer for
SEC?"
She goes, "Yeah, I'm not cheering Big 12 for Baylor. What am I talking about here? I don't even have my sheet. No one gave me a sheet." What would you like for me to talk about, Dell?
Pretty sure if John got one, you probably got one. No. Men's Tea Clinic.
I got 9 o'clock stuff, but I can tell you this: Men's Tea Clinic. It doesn't matter what. What's today? So Men's Tea Clinic, I go on Thursday. So Thursday is my day at Men's Tea Clinic. It's in and out process. You get in once you go in, you get tested, you see where your testosterone numbers are, and then once your numbers are determined, if they're a little bit low, they can start the process of getting your numbers back to optimal levels. And at optimal levels, these are the benefits. And this is scientific fact. You can read up on this if you want. This is not some type of, commercial for a process that may work or whatever. This is the truth scientifically. When your testosterone levels are where they're supposed to be, what it provides you is lean muscle mass. You metabolize faster. Quicker mental acuity. You have higher, better libido in most cases. Your energy level, that's substantially different. You have a much better energy. And your overall drive in life, not just people say, well, in the bedroom. How about in the workplace? How about on the weekends? How about just the drive to go live your life and go do things? These are major factors where when your testosterone level is low, it can numb and dull your sense of action, really. Of being out there and just living that life. And that's something that Men's Tea Clinic can really help you with. If you don't believe me, just go in and consult with them and see what your feelings are after you go in. It's that simple. There's 5 locations in Houston, so there's really no reason not to go get it checked out. MensTeaClinic.com. Go read up on everything you need to find there, all the frequently asked questions. MensTeaClinic.com.
shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Fellas, if you want to make your wife really happy, you need to get hot and steamy. Hot steam is the best way to clean your dirty carpet. Those coffee stains, your dog residue, that thing that's gross over there in the corner that no one knows what it is. You need to call Oops Steam Cleaning. They have trained and background screen professionals that'll get your carpet looking fresh and new. Oops Steam uses 250 degree steam to get those stains up and out of your house. Visit oopssteam.com so you can get hot and steamy. That's oopssteam.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So we got stuff started, riled up. Listen, I know Texas is riled up. Nobody wants to see horns down. I think it's very offensive, and it should never, ever, ever, ever happen. It was also SEC Media Days, and Jimbo Fisher met the media. And I don't know that anybody... Where's Texas? Where's A&M's schedule? Playing Clemson, Alabama, LSU? They got Georgia this year? I don't think they have Georgia. I don't know. I would imagine they've got to have one of the toughest schedules in the country. Now, they usually will play a couple of cupcakes as well, but you've got three of the top 15 teams in the country on your schedule. It's going to be tough. Week two, Clemson. And constantly being asked about it. And when Jimbo was asked about it yesterday, what about your schedule? Here's what he had to say.
Coming here, or is that a good thing?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, you either embrace it or you run from it. Man's going, like I say. Dog don't bite when he's a pup. Dog don't bite when he's a dog. In other words, when the things get going and you know what you're going to face. I think it makes for a better offseason. And I think it just allows you to have great opportunities. You know, we're going to have great opportunities to fail or succeed and know where we're at and the standard where we're at. But the key is laying the foundation for the future of our organization, which can be right now. That's why I keep saying it. People say, well, you're looking for – no, I'm always looking for the future. But I'm looking for the now, right, also. And living in the now and understanding and embracing, you know, tough games, tough – and this league wins, it's not going to be tough. Tell me when it's not. We've already pre-scheduled out for 10 years, and everybody talks about these other teams are really scheduling these non-conference games. We've already done that. Well, I mean, they're getting rewarded for things that A&M's already done. So we know it's going to be a tough schedule every year, so that's why you got to prepare to play.
I legitimately believe that this is the best group of coaches a Big 12 has probably ever had. Collectively.
SEC.
SEC.
My God. I can't believe I literally just blanked out. It's been 8 years since Texas A&M moved over. I should say the state of Texas, not the Big 12. This is the best group of coaches the state of Texas, I think, has ever had, with Herman, Gary Patterson, Jimbo. No. State of Texas.
Oh, state of Texas.
Yeah, state of Texas. Jimbo, okay. Fisher, Matt Rhule, Gary Patterson. Matt Wells, who I think will be proven he was a hell of a coach at Utah State. I'm trying to think beyond that. I mean, we're starting to run out of schools. I can't include. Oh, Dana Holgorsen. This is as fine a group of coaches that I recall, and I go all the way back to Southwest Conference days when my dad was in it. This is about as good as I can remember. Dana Holgorsen, Matt Rhule, Matt Wells, Tom Herman, Jimbo Fisher, Gary Patterson. It is a freaky amount of what I consider to be really good coaches. And Jimbo's response there, and what brought me to that is that Jimbo's response was absolutely perfect. That is a perfect response.
Well, I don't get this one. If a dog don't bark when it's a pup, it won't put a bark when it's a
bite.
If a dog don't bite when it's a pup, it won't bite when it's a pup.
If you can't handle it early in the year, you ain't going to handle it late in the year. You either have your teeth early in the year or you don't. That's what he's saying.
If a dog don't bite when he's a pup,
John,
he's going to bite when he's a dog.
You weren't born in the South. You don't know these Southern colloquialisms.
Well, no, I do. I've heard it before. Like, you look like a monkey humping a football.
No, that's not what this was.
What does that mean?
He's saying, if you can't get it done early in the season, then you, when you're a pup, you can't get it done late in the season. You either have teeth to handle it when you're young. You can either buck up and handle it. What he's basically given is, and I know this is kind of a bad thing right now in this day and age, he's basically saying, be accountable. Be accountable early in the year when the schedule's tough, just like you are late.
You know, I get it. I don't agree with it though. You're going to be better, and you're going to be better later
but
in the season.
But what he's saying is,
but you'll
don't
also
cry
be better for
it.
Playing Clemson if you don't get beat up too bad.
Yeah, but what he's also saying though, and you know, Clemson has lost a lot of guys too.
Yeah,
this just in their entire defensive line,
their offenses,
both of their line, two of their line starting linebackers, Kendall Joseph and Trey Lamar are gone. They've lost a lot of guys
No, defensively, but offensively, they're a juggernaut.
They still have two very good running backs.
And
they're
Justin
very good
Ross
wide receiver. Very good. Offensively. Yeah. I mean, they lost Mitch Hyatt, their tackle, who was just a guy anyway, but a four-year starter. But the point Jimbo's making is, hey, you know, we're not worried about the future. We're worried about getting these games taken care of right now. He's basically saying, hey, it's the schedule.
Well, it's
whatever,
we're
going to play the schedule.
Yeah,
we're not going to cry about it.
I would tell you this.
And if you're tough enough at the end, you know, you got to be tough enough to handle
when
it early
did they
on.
Schedule this? When did they schedule this, A&M?
Before Jimbo got there.
Yeah, well, no, obviously. But it could have been 5-7 years out.
Yeah.
It could have been 7 years ago when Clemson was, okay.
I mean, they were.
Clemson's still been pretty sporty. Why don't you put, why are you playing Clemson now? Good Lord. How about a Wake Forest?
Well, because A&M...
Because they're not scared.
How about a Boston College?
Because A&M believes that they should be at that level, so
you don't
want to
play Clemson, no. Good Lord.
If you're not scared.
If you're not, yeah.
Well,
like Jimbo told
Texas
you.
Is Texas playing Clemson? No.
They're playing LSU.
Soft.
That's a walk in the park. Joe
Whoa.
Burrow's...
Joe Burrow, baby.
Layup.
Oh, you mean up-tempo Joe Burrow? As if you didn't get enough Joe Burrow passing, now you got up-tempo Joe Burrow.
I think the entire country got enough of Joe Burrow passing.
No,
really?
We've had quite
Watch
enough,
Watch and
sir.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had quite enough. Although, supposedly, he was good at, like, one of those passing academy things.
Thank you.
As a counselor. But anyway, I just think that I like Jimbo's answer. I like Jimbo's answer a lot. He doesn't shy away from it. He doesn't back down from it. He says, schedule, and we're going to...
Well, there's nothing you can say. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, really? Mack Brown wouldn't have had...
Behind the scenes, he's probably going, what the bleep?
Mack Brown wouldn't... Yeah, you know what? That's great. I don't care. Yeah. What I care about is how you conduct yourself publicly.
Yeah.
You don't think Mack would have been, well, this is, you know, it's awfully hard. It's difficult to win. It's always difficult to win at University of Texas. It's difficult to win. But when you have a schedule like that, it's doubly difficult. And if we get off to a slow start, people are going to probably complain, and that's the nature of it. People always love to complain, and they take shots at you when you lose, and even if you're losing to a team that's won national championship, it doesn't matter. And so this is going to be difficult, and we're probably going to lose, and people are probably going to get mad.
I don't think he ever said we're probably going to lose.
Oh, okay. Maybe at the end you should have.
I think you made that up.
What did Jimbo say on how to beat Alabama? What does it take?
Well, we'll hear about that on the other side because we got to go to break.
But will he use the phrase mollywomp?
Well, thank you.
Will he say... mollywomp at any point?
He could. He absolutely could.
Will there be a hunting phrase?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if Jimbo could only drive to Clemson, South Carolina, what would he drive, Lance?
My guess right now is what I'm driving right now is the Chevy Silverado. That is my loaner car I have, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know that I want to give it back. The Chevy Silverado Texas Edition is really nice. It is really like having an SUV with a flatbed pickup in the back where I can haul stuff around if I want to. It's pretty cool. I mean it's got the big engine but it's got a lot of juice to get you into the, you know, up onto the feeders and the entryways and up into the Highway 59 or I-10 when traffic is kind of sporty and you got to juice it and get up there at your speed quickly. That's not a problem at all. And I really love driving the Silverado. You know, they have 2018 Silverados right now on sale. This is really a great time to own a pickup truck that is tricked out, super nice, Denali edition. They've got all their 2018 vehicles on sale right now. And this is the final 2018 sale. They're pushing all the vehicles out with super low prices because they have to have more room. So what they did is They brought in more 18s. They've got 366 vehicles in stock right now. So you can find brand new 2019s. That's obviously not a problem. But I did want to tell you about the 2018 because that's a great chance for you to get a phenomenal vehicle, whether it's the Yukon, the Tahoe, the pickup trucks like Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra. They've got Buick Enclave, Encores. You can still get those vehicles, but at really doubly discounted prices on the 2018. So if you're looking for the lowest prices and the best trade-in value, it's obviously going to be my guys over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.